Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. Today, we're going to be talking about, are we harming ourselves unknowingly and some things to prevent it. Let's start off with a story of how I came to this realization. There I was, a 20-something-year-old trying to get healthy. The thing is, at the time, I was struggling with breathing. The big problem was that I still couldn't breathe, and that meant I felt like a fake trying to teach others how to get healthy, and I wasn't even healthy myself, which stopped me from sharing my passion for essential oils and non-toxic products. Then, as if by chance, something amazing happened. I attended an online class my friend Bethany was teaching about living a more chemical-free lifestyle, about how I was harming myself with chemicals and that could be affecting my breathing as well. Instantly, it became crystal clear to me how to throw out all my toxic products to get the clean and get cleaner ones, because I saw that I didn't have to be a fake person anymore, and I could breathe easier while still sharing my passion for essential oils. When you know better, you do better. My plan was to start ditching my cleaning supplies. So I started with a natural cleaner that I only needed one to replace every cleaner in my home with. But we didn't stop there. Then we started looking at all the other products in our home to see which ones were harming me. And after that, we bought a new natural product to replace the toxic one every month until 90% of the toxic products in our home were out. Building on that success, we decided to teach how this has changed our lives. And I can now breathe so much better and easier, and I am no longer contributing to the problems. Plus, I can do pretty much any activity I want to. And that's why I'm so excited to share with you the little things that she's taught me over the last few years. So, did you know that one of the top 5 leading causes of death is infectious diseases? Or that only 10% of diseases in general are hereditary? That leaves the other 90% of diseases to be caused by natural and environmental things we do. Let's look a little more in depth on how this can happen. Essential oils absorb into the skin and hit the bloodstream in roughly 9 seconds. Have you ever thought about chemicals absorbing into your skin? Because they do. The huge difference is that when an essential oil hits the bloodstream, the immune system cells do a little happy dance because they know that they are there to help and not harm. Plants are constructed to work with our bodies versus against them in most cases. When a toxic chemical hits your bloodstream, the immune system cells have to go through a deal with it because it's not supposed to be there. Most chemicals don't break down easily, or they have a long half-life, so that the immune system cell has to find a place to store it until it breaks down, so it will not cause you too much harm. The problem arises when we're using tons of toxins every day. The immune system can't work fast enough or hard enough to take down everything. They tire out quickly, and there is just too many pathogens to take care of and to store all the chemicals that are not breaking down quick enough. This is when we usually get sick. Either the stored chemicals cause a problem, or the immune systems accidentally let a cold or a virus pathogen slip through. The immune system cells are too busy dealing with all the chemicals we are willingly spraying in our homes, putting on our skin, in our mouth, or absorbing by touching other contaminated objects with toxic chemicals. The immune system is one of our defense systems keeping us well. So it needs to be in tip-top shape and not dealing with a ton of junk we are willingly putting in and on our bodies so that we can deal with the viruses and bacteria so that we stay well. So what can I do to help my immune system out? One thing you can do is download this app. It's called the EWDG.org app, and you go and scan all of your products that are in your home. You can start ditching and switching to cleaner products. The way I do this is every time I use up a toxic one that I've scanned, instead of buying that one again, I purchase a cleaner one. bathroom chemicals have always gave me a headache, so I thought that was a good place to start. Little did I know at the time, but I would start breathing better within about a month or two after kicking those chemicals to the curb. Check back every Thursday for a new episode or click the subscribe button to get notifications. Next episode, we'll discuss how not to get overwhelmed by the essential oil lingo.